Cummins, the question is, how old is Cummins? I'll talk a little bit about the history of Cummins. It really got going as a profitable enterprise in the late 30s. They've been dickering around with the concept of a diesel engine for 20 years before that, but it was only in the 30s that they got it to the point it was a viable entity. And then, of course, with the Second World War, Cummins became nationally and internationally significant. All right, we're coming around Cummins headquarters. Here's the back of the building. We saw the front before, designed by Kevin Roche. This is the world headquarters for an international corporation in a little Indiana town. This building is 200,000 square feet, an enormous building. But look what the architect has done, has kept it very inconspicuous and low. It's a maximum of four stories. It has plantings all around it. It doesn't overwhelm the town. They could have easily put in an enormous building with a tower, with signage, none of that. Very, very sensitive to it fitting in the context of the town. Concrete and glass. A little bit further on, you'll see the main area, sort of a courtyard of the office complex. Here it is here. In fact, townspeople often will have their weddings here. Even though this is a private park, Cummins obviously will accommodate people who want to use this for their own purposes. But the building that you see there, that old mid-19th century building, that's the old cereal line building. And why that's significant is back when Clessy Cummins was working on the diesel concept, he was somehow infatuated with the diesel, and he spent years and years and years trying to make it commercially viable. There was a building right next to this one, similar to this one, that he did his early work in. So here you have the beginnings of the Cummins operation as the centerpiece for the Cummins corporate headquarters. That was totally redone by Kevin Roche. The bottom where you see all the glass is the company cafeteria. The upper floors are conference rooms. But notice the way you don't get the feeling of a 200,000 square foot building by this pergola that goes all the way around, vine covered. You don't get a sense of it being such an enormous building. It's two or three blocks long.